Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Man, I didn't realize Michael Lombardi was so polarizing. There's some people that
people hate him.
People are tweeting us at Junks Radio. Some people loved him and said,
Somebody
said we should have him on every week.
I love him. And he's got opinions. That's what you want.
And then I see other people saying it's time to retire him. It's not a bombshell if he just says dumb things. That's from John DePompa.
They don't like him because also he's tied with Belichick, and Belichick's on a downswing right now. But he is tied with arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Let's see how Howell pans out. If Howell becomes a top 10 type quarterback, then his words hold water. If not,
plus
a bold statement.
You know, there are a lot of fans that were just very high on Daniels at this point, mm-hmm. and they're all in on Daniels. So
it's offensive to them.
If anybody takes a shot at Daniels and belittles him and says Hal's better, then they're going to say, "What? Did you watch Hal?" Well, yeah, we did.
Polarizing is good on the radio. Our next guest is often polarizing. Chris Russell, the Rooster, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. He's got opinions. People don't always love him, right, Chris?
That is for damn sure.
Hey,
man.
Rooster, I'm shocked you're able to even actually call into the show after 14 straight offensive players were picked to lead off the first round of the draft.
Cakes, you know the tweet that I made about that? If you saw that, I think you may have seen that. I'm not sure, but that was directed at you, Grant, and Danny. So come on, boys. Let's
go. I'm
sure
that it was. I mean, the Rooster loves nothing more than running the ball and wants a lot of 17-13 games. His view of the NFL is way diametrically opposed than mine. But
no, it's funny because everybody, I do love to run the ball, but everybody says I love 17-13 games. I hated the Alex Smith year. I mean, I felt terrible that he got hurt, but that was no fun either. I want 24-21. You know, like I want somewhere in between where we're not chasing every quarterback that moves and that has a pulse, and in a league where scoring continues to go down, cakes. You know, I mean,
ooh, I don't like that.
It does. I mean, if you look at the numbers.
Yeah, I'm well aware the scoring is going down, but hopefully, you know, that tide turns.
Why do you think that is? It's because teams suck at scoring. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean,
and they're selling their soul.
The quarterback. It's the quarterback play overall.
Yes. Yeah. That's part of it, and the injuries, obviously. But that's
well,
a
yeah,
part
especially
of
the
this.
The quarterback injuries too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah.
All right. So, what were your thoughts overall on obviously Daniels? Everyone thinks you know, is a great pick, and but you know they had another I don't know 7-8 picks. They had 3 second rounders. I thought you know it's hard to grade teams. It's hard to grade them because you don't know how good or bad these guys are going to be.
Right.
But in terms of team needs, I would say it's got to be an A.
I mean, they filled most of the team needs.
Most of them.
You know, I mean, they didn't get a true outside corner. They didn't get a running back. I was hoping they would take EB's guy, Lauby out of New Hampshire.
I can confirm they did call him during the draft.
Right,
he was a little perturbed because they called him, But not to pick him, but to say if just, you don't just, get picked, right. we'd like to sign
you as an undrafted.
And can you imagine you're a kid, you're waiting for the phone to ring.
And then they call you and tell you that?
And yeah, they right. call you and you think, oh, the commander's going to pick me? No, we just... So I was a little perturbed about that, but
that's
what happens, I guess.
That is how that process, you know, often goes. Yeah. Obviously, in the seventh round, you know, hey, we don't have any picks left or, you know, whatever. Ultimately, I mean, so they didn't get every need, but clearly there was a best player available mentality, certainly with the early second round pick and Johnny Newton or Jerzon Newton, depending on how you want to call him. He goes by both. I mean, clearly that's best player available, right? They had a first round grade on him. It wasn't an absolute need position. I could argue it's more of a need position than most people would, but maybe I'm wrong. But the bottom line is I think they got the best slot corner and maybe arguably some people, depending on who you are, like Sanistrel more than any of the outside corners, right? And they needed a slot corner. There is no doubt about that. I'm not as high on Sanat as others are, but I understand the fit. I mean, hell, if Adam Peters is right and he's anything like Kyle Juszczyk and George Kittle or a combination, let's go. Let's roll out the championship parade.
Well, hold on.
And then everything else
slow
was
down
okay.
for a second. Because
by the way, we verified that the pronunciation is Sinnott.
Sinnott.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Sinnott.
Yes.
Sinnott.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. Sorry. It's new to us.
What did I say? Sinnott?
Yeah.
I mean, it's spelled like Sinnott, but it's pronounced Sinnott.
Sinnott. Okay. Whatever. Mike, just to educate me, because I didn't watch a ton of the 49ers. And when I watched the 49ers, I didn't focus on Juszczyk or whatever.
Yeah.
Juszczyk.
Whatever his name is. I know his wife makes all the jackets and everything. Isn't he more of like a versatile guy? He's not necessarily
like
a guy
fullback,
that catches a ton of balls.
Yeah.
No.
They use him in short.
Sinnott is? He's not going to be a pass catcher?
No, Sinnott's going to be a little bit of a, like, you can line him. I think the idea in the comp between him and Kittle, and correct me if I'm wrong,
well,
Jason,
because, like,
you know, you watch the 49ers intently, but kind of like that versatile H-back type thing that Cooley came when he came into the league, you know, lining up in different spots. He can line up in the backfield.
Well,
he can line up in the slot. He can line up in line. He can block a little. He can catch a little. He's really athletic. Now, he's not an explosive, like, oh my gosh, Tony Gonzalez, you know, Antonio Gates, tight end, Brock Bowers.
He might be. He's got a 40-inch vertical.
Right. But I mean, he's not that good as a route runner and as a catcher and all that. So that's why that's the comp. But hey, if you can get anything close to a blend of Kyle Juszczyk and
Kittle,
George Kittle, if you can get, I don't know, half of that, you're doing okay with, you know, a back end of the second round pick, I think. And, like, let's be honest, they haven't had anybody. Logan Thomas was good when he was healthy. He was never healthy after the first year. They haven't had anybody that could really catch the rock. And you hope you get Armani Rogers back, the kid that got hurt early in camp that showed some potential. But this was a need fill. I thought it was a little bit too early for Sinnott, but I can live with it. It's fine.
What did you make of Luke McCaffrey? The McCaffrey bloodlines coming to Washington at pick 100. I love it, too.
Love it, too. Now that is a pick we can agree on, Cakes.
There we
right?
go, yes.
I mean, former quarterback, obviously, you know the bloodlines. You know, I mean, I said this on Friday. I'm the only dope that cares about this, but, you know, him and his dad, you know, used to host Down syndrome football clinics that I was, my son Tyler and I were lucky enough to be invited in, Mike Shanahan, whatever, way back in the early part of last decade. So I'm always going to have an affinity for that family. Mm-hmm. But from a football perspective, which is what everybody cares about, I mean, obviously, you know, tremendous athlete, bloodlines. I like the size, too. Yeah. I think he can also run inside, outside. I think you just know that he's not going to come in here and be a prima donna. Now, listen, is he going to be a stud? I mean, we all thought Deami Brown was going to be a stud, right? I mean, it's a different ball game, but he's not 5'9", and you're drafting him in the third round. He's 6'1.5", 6'2", you know, so he's got some size. You know, again, all the other things that we've talked about. So I say this. Well, I didn't watch a ton of him in college. I heard a lot of buzz about him. I think they desperately needed that position because of guys like Deami Brown not developing. And let's be honest, we don't know what Jahan Dotson is at this point. So I was maybe a little surprised they didn't go even heavier at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, were you surprised?
I just looked at the number of new players on the roster compared to last year. I count 43. That's a big number.
I mean, we knew it was going to be significant, but, you know, like maybe not to that degree. And yet they still don't have everything that they ideally need, right? I mean, I still think they need, as I'm sure everybody does, a left tackle and veteran free agent, or in the second wave of free. Remember, that's where they signed Leno. I don't want to bring up bad names, but that's where they also signed Norwell and Trey Turner, I think. They, you know, at different administration, but teams are busy at, you know, in say the next couple of days. I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and sign a Donovan Smith, you know, the kid who wound up with Kansas City, who used to be in Tampa, I think Penn State product. You know, if they go out and sign somebody like them, Mekhi Becton signed or agreed to terms, I guess, with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So, that's what's probably going to happen now, and now that they got a bunch of these college free agents and the draft and everything done. But I would also say this. I talked to a TCU coach who I know pretty well, and he said that the kid that they got, Brandon Coleman, not only is one of the most athletic freakazoids that he's ever been around, and you know the RAS scores and all that would tell you that, just said, unbelievable worker, leader, captain, kick-ass, tough, mean, nasty in a good way, SOBs that he's ever been around. He's only been around him for 1 year, but, I mean, 1 year he's on that coaching staff. He sees, you know, what goes on in the building, practice, whatever. So, I don't know. He could play guard, too. I don't know if he's going to stay at tackle. I'm not enough of a scout in that regard, but I think they're going to try him at left tackle first, because why wouldn't you? I think that's a quiet, solid, good value pick.
Talking to Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. So let's get to Jaden Daniels. You went on record and said that you prefer Drake May over Jaden Daniels. And not that it means anything, but I'm wondering what your post-draft impressions of him are based on what he said to the media and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised because I was worried about that. I think the last time I was on with you guys, I was worried about that, right? Between the agent and some of the things you were hearing about him not wanting to be here and him not liking Peters and, you know, EB, full kudos to you. I mean, my timeline blew up the other night when I threw that out there, and everybody, you know, some people told me that that was old news. I thought it was new news or whatever. So good job by you. I mean, kudos to you on that. Because that was exactly what, you know, the storyline came out from Rappaport on Thursday night. I'm trying to forget about all that. I'm trying to forget about the agent being a dum-dum. I'm trying to forget about all that because he certainly seemed more at ease in, I was at the headquarters on Thursday night before I had to come back and do the late night show. And, you know, we were just, you know, on video with him and he was way better than I thought in that moment. That's a difficult moment, right? Your emotions are all over the place, but he's been good. And I'll tell you this, guys, I'll give you this. Remember, John Beck?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So John is his lead outside quarterback coach. There's a consortium of guys, a group of guys that work with Jaden Daniels and have worked with Jaden for a couple of years. Well, John is the lead of that in his group, and he works with many, many other quarterbacks, both pro and college. John told me on Friday when he came on the show on 980 that Jaden called him up after the draft pick and said, "Hey, man, I'm coming back out to the West Coast Saturday afternoon. I want to come right to the facility and get a workout in, get a throwing session in." Mm-hmm. You know, so everyone I talked to, you know, including, again, guys that are partial to him, is how I would label it, scream about his work ethic, which, as you guys remember, I mean, there's, of course, the inevitable comparisons always to Robert, right? Robert worked hard on his body. Robert did not work hard in the film room, being a leader, being, you know, a captain type, being a galvanizer, if you will. He was a divisive. He worked hard on his body, not on his game, if that makes sense. Jaden works on his game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think we're in a different stratosphere there.
Yes.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
He might want to work on his bird chest, too, a little bit. I mean, 98% on the game, 2% on
the push-ups. I would hope my chest one day might look like that, but it ain't happening.
You're probably right, Rooster.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right, anything else jump out at
you? Yeah, I mean, one other thing, if you guys don't mind me throwing this out, I really, 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 really like Jordan McGee out of Temple. I think he's going to help them immediately on special teams. I think he's going to potentially be their future Mike. Remember, Bobby Wagner, who's their Mike now, is only on a one-year deal and is, what, 34? Mm-hmm. McGee played Mike at Temple. You know, he's a great sideline to sideline. Oh my god, he's so explosive, good tackler, smart kid, leader, two-time captain, durable as you know what. And that was another thing that just in general we heard the whole these guys are super athletic. They drafted guys that could really help them on special teams in a lot of different ways. Like Johnny Newton had four block kicks this past year at Illinois, guys, to lead the nation. So they focused on heavy athleticism, heavy special teams, and heavy leadership. All of these guys, or almost all of these guys, were captains. So whatever this draft class turns out to be, and, you know, listen, we've always been pumped up about different draft classes in the past going all the way back, right? Fine. They don't always turn out, but I think they did the right thing here in looking for the right qualities, and that gives them a better chance to have these guys be at least solid contributors, if not really good contributors.
Well, then that's the other thing. You know, Commanders fans, we took some calls, and they don't understand certain picks, especially the Johnny Newton pick. But
yeah,
we keep saying Peters and Quinn, these guys, they're not just looking for 2024.
Yeah.
They're looking at – who knows if Jonathan Allen's going to be here in 2 years?
Yeah.
Who knows if Jamin Davis is going to be here? So these
how about this, Jason?
These are backup players.
Bedarian Mathis can't even get on the field.
Yep.
I mean, he's been on the field for 10 games out of 34.
Right. Right.
You know,
you can't have Payne and Allen playing 90% of the plays.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally correct. I mean, and listen, did I think it was a high priority need? Of course not. But this is what great organizations do. And we talk about this all the time. You have to draft based on not pure need. Yes, needs are important. And yes, needs are kept in mind, clearly. But you have to dress based on the talent available, the best player available. I know that's a tired term, but trust me, Jerzon Newton is a maniac off the edge. When they line him up a little bit split wide and just one-on-one, he will use his hands and he will butcher you up and carve you up. I think people are going to love him. They're just bitter because they didn't take a left tackle right away. And I understand that. And listen, they could have taken a left tackle instead of Sinnott. You know, because a bunch of them went, including the kid, Chris Paul's brother from Houston, right after. I get that. I understand that. But it's not like they totally ignored the position either.
All right, Rooster, good stuff. It's Chris Russell. Check out his show on the Team 980 later today. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris, as always.
Appreciate it, buddy. Yep.
Coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up the entertainment page here on The Jungle.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can check us out on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. Thank you, Cakes. BMW Fairfax, my guy Mike Walker may not be the most interesting man in the world, but over at BMW Fairfax, they have no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. Love that vehicle. For a limited time only, find out more at BMWFairfax.com. When you get over there, ask for Mike, mention me. They'll take care of you either way. All right. A lot going on here in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. I know you guys are kind of sick of it, but it is interesting. There's a few nuggets here on Britney. TMZ has a whole story about, you know, she's always with these videos, right? It's so pathetic.
Yeah, she's wild.
The quote is, and who knows where you're getting this from, but they're saying completely dysfunctional, incapable of taking care of herself, in danger of going broke.
Oh. Mm.
Here's what they say has happened since they've released her from her conservatorship, which they're saying is just, you know, hasn't done her any favors at all. She travels all the time. She's basically by herself.
Just have to say I'm broke.
She's spending a fortune. They say she's been going to French Polynesia, staying at the Brando. Never heard of it.
Is that like Tahiti? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Sure. If you say so.
I don't know.
Spending close to $1 million each trip.
Well, that sounds like a lot.
Between private jets, hotels, staff, etc. She goes every month or two.
Wow.
Okay? So she's spending $6 to $12 million a year just going to the French Polynesia. She also goes to Hawaii almost every month. And she's taking private jets, stays at the presidential suite at the Four Seasons. They're saying that's about $350,000 a trip.
Man. She's got quite a travel budget.
She's hemorrhaging cash. I mean, obviously, we've all seen the videos. You know, you just feel awful for what's going on there. I mean, you want to talk about a broken girl.
How long would it take to get to French Polynesia from L.A.?
It's out in the middle.
It's a middle of nowhere.
It's like it looks like it's halfway between, like, L.A. and Australia from where it looks on the map.
So she's a mess. I mean, she's been a mess for years.
She's a mess, but...
Is it the worst she's ever been? Is that what they're saying?
Well, I think it's kind of the idea is... Like, this ending the conservatorship, everybody thought they were, like, freeing Britney, but she probably needed it.
They're freeing her up to go bust out.
And maybe the dad is a scoundrel. I don't know.
She needed to,
But my guess is the parents probably wanted what's best for her.
What she needs? She needs a dose of Jason Bishop in her life.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Bishop, out the cash. He would tighten up the screws on that spending. I can tell you that.
Well, I think that's what the dad did.
I don't know if her dad has this guy's hustle when it comes to saving
like canceling
money and
Amazon.
Cutting cores. I mean, look at this bulldog clip that's holding his computer together. This guy would certainly keep Britney's finances in order.
I noticed this morning. There's a big old crack right now going right through the middle of my screen.
Is that from you pinching the screen?
It's got to be either that. I mean,
or pinching pennies.
I mean, I keep it in this bag, this book bag here, and I just, I throw it around. I've been careless when it comes to this, but it still works.
Well, look at my computer. I hit it with my Titleist driver.
Mm. So you got a big crack in the screen?
Oh, I mean, there are cracks everywhere.
Why did you hit it with the driver?
Because I was listening to, like, a podcast or something. I had it on a chair. It was in my garage while I was doing my bit, working on my game, and I just...
Backswing got it.
It was a little too
miscalculated
close.
The backswing.
You know, the mat moves around a little bit, and then,
JP, see that?
I saw it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Drabby, look at that. Pummeled. However,
you got a working computer right next to you.
I know. I like having two.
Having a million computers.
Yeah. All right. Let me see here. Harvey Weinstein, you guys, I mean, not that anybody really cares, but this is arguably one of the most powerful guys in Hollywood before his demise. Everybody knew he was a womanizer. Everybody knew he had the casting couch. Everybody knew he was basically a scumbag until they finally decided enough was enough. He was convicted of rape in several instances, but the New York rape conviction was tossed, Cakes. Dunsky. In a 4-3 decision, the court's majority said it was an abuse of judicial discretion for the judge to allow testimony from these other women about his despicable behavior that he wasn't charged with. So they tossed that conviction. Now, he's not going to be released because he's still got, like, the California conviction where he was sentenced to rape for, like, 16 years. He's not going anywhere. He's 72 years old. He's in terrible shape. I think they recently took him to the hospital. You remember, there was one woman testified about his just like disfigured genitals.
I do remember
like,
that
not
from
surprised.
The EP.
Like,
his, yeah.
like they're saying it was a I mean, it's literally a poop yeah. show down there.
Probably mm-hmm. like some sort of Pollock or something weird.
Yeah, like they're like mutilated.
Like a Picasso.
Yeah, yeah, mutilated. Yeah.
Mutilated yeah. genitals.
Weird.
Oh,
that's just gross to
that's
think
just
about.
So gross. And you see him, he looks so terrible.
I mean, he looked terrible when he was limping into the courtroom
yeah,
a few
yeah.
years ago. I
yeah.
can
they have him with
imagine their... what he looks like now.
Doesn't that was he... the most powerful guy in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
he kind of look like Bruce the Hugger?
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't he?
Yes. Kind of does.
Is Bruce still with us? He hasn't called us in the longest time. Does well. He still call and you just don't put him on? Is he still
no,
call?
No, Bruce doesn't call anymore.
Mm. What happened? You, oh. you ended
know,
it?
Do you know something?
No, I didn't.
Mm. Uh-huh. No. You visited him.
I visit him
because he's in a home year. Right now, right?
Yeah,
he's in bad
well.
Shape.
I called like a month ago. He was still there.
He was.
Yeah,
he was in bad shape though.
No, I mean, the second time I saw him, he looked much better.
Much better.
Yeah.
Poor Bruce.
That's terrible. But, I mean, you know, it happens. I mean, we all age. Bruce is a lot older than you might realize, right? For
yeah.
his condition,
60s.
He's in his 60s.
Bruce, baby give us a call.
Kind of miss him, right? Yeah. Do you think he's still listening?
I bought him a radio. Because he...
You're the last person to buy anybody a radio.
You're the last purchase of a radio?
Yeah, where's you hate, he hates
where did you buy it? At a museum?
I went to
you go to Walmart.
Yeah. Walmart and
where do they sell
Clinton.
Radios?
They had like two of them.
But where, like, where did they
next
sell
next to the antiques?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like next to TVs?
It was massive, a big massive radio.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, like a radio? Like a stereo?
Like a boombox?
Like boom yeah. They had a CD player.
They have boomboxes?
Like radio right
yeah.
used?
They had
no,
Walmart?
It wasn't that big.
Walmart has boomboxes?
It looked like something out of the late 90s.
Yeah.
And they still have one in stock.
Yeah. Shocking news.
Unbelievable.
And he immediately programmed it to another radio station.
Oh,
in front
he did?
Of him. Yeah.
He's not even a junk speed yeah. one anymore?
Radio
Why?
Insider.
What did he put, the news channel or something?
Country. And then the big cowboy.
I think he like
it was a digital one?
No. He like. Oh, he's upset that it wasn't AM.
Okay.
It was FM. That's what it was.
He likes to listen to news.
Yeah. He likes some AM.
He
station.
Wanted to listen to the Rooster and Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980.
All right, this is right up your alley, Valdez. Game-changing new condoms, Cakes. Have you heard about these? I read about these.
Okay, I don't know anything about them.
So they have new condoms that, you know, I know you don't need those anymore.
Very limited use of condoms in my lifetime. Very limited.
Could you count on one hand the number of times you've used them? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can count it on one hand.
One finger?
With fingers left over.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
You just threw caution to the wind.
Like, you also didn't have many trysts.
I didn't have that many conquests.
Yeah, but still, you had a wife that you know you were with before she got married.
This is true,
right?
But she may have been on the pill.
Right. So yeah, I understand.
During one of our first dalliances, I actually was responsible, and then I was given that nugget of information.
You were given a green light.
I took the condom and I said, "You are
fed.
Finished. You are." And I threw it across the room.
Right.
Never again.
All right. Well, this is what
I've never opened a condom since.
This wouldn't really be for any of the junks, but. They have new condoms that you can roll on. Now, a guy like Rom's going to have difficulty with this. You know, when you only have like a number.
Sure.
You can roll it on before you get sized up to 2 hours.
What?
In advance.
Yeah, so why? What's the point?
You take your little belly button or whatever you got.
So
and
you're pre-condoming? Just
yes.
So like
yeah.
you don't have to
yeah.
fumble around for it during
right.
the...
Sometimes it can be awkward. You might put it on upside down or something.
And you got to take it off.
Or you forget.
You got to take it off if you have to go to the bathroom, though. That's a bad stop.
That probably would suck. Yeah,
horrible idea. Hey, we'll never take off.
A lot of guys have killed the mood, you know, fumbling around with that packet.
Right.
No doubt about it.
So... This is a genius invention.
You like it?
I am intrigued. We've all been there in our younger days.
Yeah, you can fumble around.
No
for,
doubt.
You drop
the ball.
You drop the ball. Because yeah. you got a limited window anyway.
So it's so limited.
What'll tolerate you?
Thread the needle.
Before she changes her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 seconds later, she's out.
Let me rethink this.
maybe you know what? Maybe you're onto something here.
How many guys are going to put that thing on and not get anything?
That's like me.
That might be the
most high school kids probably walking around.
That
this
was
thing
like me bringing like a dozen condoms to beach week when I was 17 or 18, and I came home with a dozen condoms, all unused. Okay, sort of deal. Same energy.
Is there anything more depressing than if you come back from a party to take your pre-rolled condom off?
Yes, it's just not great. Your party didn't go
well.
Yeah,
but she can't know it either. Like, because women, if you see a condom in your wallet or whatever,
they think you're a creep.
You're a creep.
Right. You all just walk around.
She's out with your pants. You already got them on.
then she's not going to let you bang her because she thinks you're a serial killer. Because you're already funny.
Hey, you thought you were going to bang me tonight?
You're already preloaded. You're preloaded.
That's what we call it, preloaded.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah, plus that. Yeah. I mean, maybe you're talking about this. It sucks too.
You think that'd be a turn off?
Yeah, definitely. If you're
your jeans are covered in spermicidal lube. Yeah.
Well, it's a botch too if you're about to hang out with Jeff Smoker. Yeah. And they're like, you know what I mean?
That's
a botch.
If you wear one of those, you're Jeff Smoker, then you should climb into a rocket and fly to Mars. That's bizarre behavior.
They do that.
Has anybody ever done that?
No, but I've seen it in some videos before. I've seen it in some adult content before.
Shocker.
I don't know why. I'm flummoxed by the entire situation. I never quite get that.
It doesn't make any sense.
I also never get when I see I've seen this before. I've tripped over it once
somehow
before.
Somehow you've stumbled
I tripped
on
over
this
it,
content.
But I've seen a woman give a smoker to a toy. And I never understand that.
That's kind of bizarre.
I'm also flummoxed by that one too. You know, like say if another person's wearing a toy.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's just so weird.
I'd love to see your search history.
I mean, it's just no. I mean, it's like, you know,
like thumbnail. How did this happen?
I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
I'm like going hard on it.
That's
too.
Bizarre.
Like, what's going on there? All right, throw that out. Last but not least, the Biebs is in the news. Something's going on with the Biebs. Yeah. At first I thought that this was a fake picture, but I guess it's been confirmed. Biebs, like, he's got this selfie of him crying that he put on his Instagram. That's another broken guy. You think Hollywood's not destroying people? I don't know what happened to him, but a lot of people are thinking Diddy might have had something to do with it. But
all comes back to Diddy.
But he's crying, and people were wondering what's going on. Somebody said maybe did his friend die? Did he have a friend he lived with?
Sure, I know
died?
Anything about the Biebs and his circle
some people
of friends.
Are speculating that it's the relationship with the Haley chick.
Yeah.
That maybe they're breaking up or something. So
poor guy's not allowed to cry.
I mean, he does have one of the Baldwins as his father-in-law. That's got to be kind of whack. Like Stephen Baldwin, right?
He's married. Billy? Or is it Billy? It might be Stephen.
I think he's married to Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Yeah, I believe you. If you say Stephen,
that's got to be stressful. Having a Baldwin as your pops-in-law.
Does he have some sort of disease?
Well, he had something going on with his face. Yeah, I could tell you what I think it probably was, but what do they call that? They call it.
Bell's palsy. Did you see
Bell's palsy?
You know that Joel Embiid had Bell's palsy.
Yeah, my brother had it
during the game.
You can get it from like a virus. You can get it from a lot of different things. Yeah. I think it is a virus, actually. Right?
Yeah, you can get it from by a tick.
My religion teacher had it. When he was just kind of, you know. Face was all banged up.
Sure.
But I mean, it was like you could goof on it because it goes away.
Yeah.
For my sister's wedding, my brother, Chad, had it. He could barely imagine, smile.
Nice pictures.
The pictures were terrible. He was going.
Got to edit him.
He needs to get chopped.
He needs an edit.
He's ruined.
You give a toast like that? You give a toast?
I'm going to say this. He salvaged him. Somehow he managed to. Imagine having Bell's palsy at your wedding, or your sister's wedding.
Yeah. Well, that's what you just had to. Bite the bullet and not be in the pick.
You can't kick your sibling out of the family photo.
You can Photoshop him in. I think for my mom and dad's wedding, my Uncle Carlos wasn't able to go, and they Photoshopped him in there.
somehow.
All right, hold on. Don't go to a commercial. I got to read a commercial. I don't know if I have it. Hold on.
Better find it.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I got it.
Yeah. No, it's not in show, but I didn't want you to go to break and then me not have it.
Right, then you scramble.
But I got it. It's right here.
All right. Stay tuned. EB's commercial coming up next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We were talking earlier about Sam Hartman, who got picked up by the Commanders' undrafted quarterback. Do you see Talia's getting a look-see?
Yes. I think it was Seattle, right?
Seattle.
Yeah. It's only a tryout.
Yeah,
like rookie camp tryout.
That doesn't bode well. That means you're a camp arm. They just got to burn some arms up.
They've got Geno. They've got Sam Howell. And they had somebody else who I just wasn't familiar with.
They like to have at least 4 arms. We might have 5.
I think there's 5 for the Commanders.
When it comes to Talia, there's no shame in being a really good college quarterback.
Oh, of course not.
And you can't quite make it in the NFL, at least.
Of course not.
Maybe he'll be a UFL guy. Or a Canadian football.
You know what he
guy.
Could always be? He could coach and make a great living doing
Certainly.
That. Now you got to grind, but he could get in the coaching
Drabby,
world.
Yeah. Seattle signed that kid Cordero. He was Hawaii. He was at Hawaii, and then he transferred to San Jose, I think.
Yeah. So Hartman got a big fat guarantee.
Yeah. What was that?
$245,000.
Jeez.
From Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not going to get rid of him.
Like 25.
That means
bonus
Fromm is Dunsky.
Probably.
I feel bad for Fromm.
I think that they're,
I'm a Fromm
they're,
guy.
They're slowly but surely working their way through all of the
you
Ron.
You can land with somebody else.
They're going through all of the Ron rejects now.
I know.
And the cast-offs and holdovers.
I know.
And they're slowly weeding those guys out.
I just Well, they signed Driscoll, too, didn't they?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeff Driscoll. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he's got to beat him out.
Do you know how much money Fromm made last year?
No. $850,000.
Million?
I see $985,000.
I would think. I mean, he's been around. NFL he's a survivor. Money's, yeah,
it's not
around.
NBA money, but it's for guys who
pretty
never
damn
play.
Good. It's not bad.
Trey's still looking for a job.
Yeah, I think he's getting some calls, or his agent's calling some teams this week.
Right. What about my guy? I don't think my buddy Nasir Peoples from VTech. I didn't see him sign a free agent deal yet.
I don't think he did yet, but I could be wrong.
I hope he gets into camp.
So where
with
did your guy Dylan Lauby end up?
He ended up with the Raiders, and I think it's a great spot. And they're really excited. He's just he's a great kid, and he just the backstory is my guys Vinny and Joe basically coached him since he was like 8 or 9 years old, and he played with all these guys that were my buddy's my son's teammates. So
I don't think I can name another Raiders running back on the roster currently other than
I don't
Zamir
know the roster
White.
Well, but Vinny was telling
to look
me
it up.
Like literally, it's a perfect scenario for him to contribute.
Running back Zamir White. Oh, they signed Alexander Madison. Amir Abdullah is there. Okay, so there are some pieces, but
yeah.
He could probably fit
but
in
they'll
there.
But they'll get the bulk of the carries, but I think that he might get a little look-see as a little catch ball, catching balls obviously. Mm-hmm. He's really good at that. And then
special teamer,
teams.
Yeah. Perfect.
Six-rounder?
Yep. Six-rounder, yeah.
Six-rounder, so
I think
you feel pretty good
yeah.
about it. It was wild because I was watching it on my phone with Vinny and Joe and those guys, and every time a running back was taken, you would think, okay, this could be it, and then there would go. They went long stretches without running backs, you know, because people just devalue running back.
Yep,
correct.
To get drafted as a running back is a pretty good accomplishment.
See, there was a kid from Bowie High School that got drafted.
I did not.
Yeah, Christian Haynes, who played at Connecticut, was drafted in the third round by the Seahawks.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Played at Bowie High School.
Good for
him. Ironically, we grew up in Bowie. None of us went to Bowie High School.
We did not.
Well, we weren't allowed to.
We weren't. We
different
didn't
side
up,
of Bowie.
We grew up in that part of Bowie.
Well, I mean, normally in a normal world, we would have gone there, but because of the busing,
Marshawn Lloyd got drafted from DeMatha, went to South Carolina, and then transferred to USC. Got drafted third round.
Well, that's good.
The Packers, I think.
Packers.
Yeah.
Yep.
They had a couple kids that were going to sign as free agents, right?
Yeah. Josh Wallace signed with the Rams, I think, and John Morgan. Can't remember who he signed with.
But, you know who's the best team to be a fan of is on draft day? The Ravens. All they do every single year are take the best player available that's at like the top of the board that's like people have skipped over.
The Valdez put you up to this?
No,
what's happening here?
I was
here?
Watching irate as I didn't know one player the Seahawks drafted after the first round.
Right.
And all the Ravens do is just draft big name sillies that were studs in college. It's so irritating. I hate the draft.
Thank you. You hate your team, apparently.
What was their grade? By the way,
Kuiper gave them their top grade, I think.
Most of the listeners who responded to the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day give the Commanders an A, 60%, 34% B. I mean, only 6% C or lower. People high on Adam Peters' first draft haul. And it's great, but you got to hit that quarterback.
Yep.
Well, that's what it comes down to.
It really comes down to one thing.
And the fans don't know anything about the players. They're just grading it on team needs.
Well, yeah, and maybe pre-draft rankings, even though those are just worth what they are. I mean, everybody's got different rankings.
What would you have drafted last year's team or graded last year's draft? Post-draft.
I remember thinking I liked it.
Right.
Yeah.
They waited on the offensive lineman until the third and fourth round.
I know,
secondary and first or second round.
I got kind of – I'm not giving up on Forbes.
I don't think they
I'm
are.
I'm not giving up on him.
I don't think they are.
I think he can be okay. And I think everyone is sleeping.
He'll be a better player this year than last year.
They definitely think Cornelius Lucas is serviceable as a tackle. Like, he's not a disaster.
I give that draft class about a C- at best.
Or
after
like,
1 year.
In hindsight.
In hindsight, I think you're right.
Yeah. Is it possible they like Daniels? That was their fourth round offensive lineman.
I tell you, maybe they do, but the previous regime did not. That's what I know.
Yeah, but they didn't know anything.
That's also true. They were terrible.
They had no idea.
They were terrible. I don't know. I mean, everybody said he was overwhelmed in camp.
Yeah.
All right, got to get out of here for Bishbucks, Cake, CB. I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nerd. Sports.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.